Are you excited about tomorrow? We got a big special U.S. Senate election that's taking place.
You know, Kevin, I have never been as unexcited for an election as I am on this one.
Really? Why is that?
Well, mostly because I think both parties, and this is my opinion, both parties have already lost this election. Conservatives have lost, and Democrats have lost this election.
How so?
Because they had, both conservatives and Democrats had a chance to send to the U.S. Senate two people, one on the Democrat side and one on the Republican side, that really represented, I think, more of the Massachusetts majority of each party. On the Democrat side, I believe Steve Lynch had a way more appealing voice in past and experience to a majority of both conservatives and Democrats. And I believe that on the Republican side, Mike Sullivan had a way more strong message and appealed more to the base and even over into some conservative Democrat side on his message. But unfortunately, the base of the far reaches of each base rallied behind the far furthest from the center candidates that I don't think represent the majority of Massachusetts's views. So I believe both parties have already lost this election. I believe Ed Markey will win probably by an 8 to 10 point margin over Gomez. And that's just my opinion. That's why I'm unexcited. I'll show up and vote reluctantly for the candidate that I want. And I think we've already all lost.
Well, I'm going to have to see if Holly Robichaud feels the same way as you, because she's somebody who I'm sure has been keeping a close eye on this race. And of course, we got some races probably going to be popping up next year. Holly, are you there?
Yes, I am. Sorry I'm late.
I got to ask, Joe, my co-host, is saying that he has no enthusiasm for tomorrow's big special U.S. Senate election. Do you feel the same way?
On the Democratic side, talk about depressing. I mean, you got Ed Markey, who's been in there for 37 years, right. And, all he knows how to do is be, a coat holder for Nancy Pelosi, and now he wants to go be a coat holder for Harry Reid. I mean, he is the liberal's liberal, and he's not going to bring much back for the state of Massachusetts. And on the Republican side, I like Gabriel Gomez. He's a first-time candidate. I wish he had campaigned more on Republican values, because I think when, people have the choice between Democrat and Democrat light, they're going to choose Democrat. And I also think that, I wish Gabriel Gomez had done a little bit more on, talking about the IRS scandal, about fighting against Obamacare and issues like that.
Who do you feel? Do you feel that this is in the bag already for the Democrats?
Yeah, I mean, Markey's done a pretty good job. He's got the Democratic machine. He's only campaigned to the hardcore left, and when you're only going to have a very small turnout, and Gomez has not ignited the Republican base, and what I would call the closet Republicans, it's hard for him to win this race. I also have seen a lack of GOTV effort on the Republican side. Maybe I'm missing something, but I just haven't seen it.
Holly, my analysis of this race really comes down to, I think everyone, in some respects, everyone in Massachusetts loses in the election tomorrow, just from my perspective.
Everybody?
Well, I think so, because, even in the Democrat, I believe, was going to win from the get-go, because you have low turnout, Markey was the far left and he had the base behind him. But, if a Democrat had to win, I think everyone, Democrats and Republicans, would have had a much better voice in someone like Stephen Lynch. I mean, that's just my view. If a Democrat was going to win...
What about Mike Sullivan?
I think Scott Brown could have won walking away if he had gotten back on the ballot.
Well, that's an interesting perspective that I hadn't even thought about that at all.
That's why Holly's calling in.
Yeah, well, I think Scott would have walked away with it, okay? You know, the comparison between Scott Brown and Ed Markey, you know, would just have been so significant, okay? And, you know, I mean, I actually get quite the humorous kick out of this. Remember, Scott Brown was, you know, called, you know, oh, he's a white male. The Republicans are running a white male, and, oh, Democrats are running a woman. What did the Democrats do this time?
Right.
Oh, they ran a white male. I don't hear the outcry from all the liberal newspapers about, you know, Democrats running a white male versus, you know, Gabriel Gomez.
Right.
I mean, the difference is that, you know, one was a Republican, one's a Democrat, okay? And I'm just really sick of the double standards here, that, you know, when Republicans do run, you know, a Hispanic, you know, there's no outrage from, you know, on the Democrats for running it. Oh, how dare they? A white male.
Right.
I mean, an insider. I mean, where's the outrage on that? But I think a Scott Brown could have definitely won. I also think that if Mike Sullivan had made some different choices on his campaign team, he could have, you know, he could have really ignited the Republican base. But he got some really bad advice and was all over the place in the beginning on his issues, and it just never caught on, and it's unfortunate.
Do we see any kind of a race? Let's say Markey wins hands down tomorrow. Do we see a race out of the gate for Markey's seat?
Yeah, I think you probably see Scott Brown run for it.
Ooh, how about that? Hey, now, is that do you find that to be positive, or do you say it's kind of, you know, it's kind of, it defeats the purpose, seeing that he would probably be back running next year, right?
Yeah, I mean, 17 months from now, you know, we'll have another election for the seat, and I see it. You know, I see it Scott Brown running for it.
What's the latest blog that you have put forth on the Boston Herald that folks can check out?
Today my column, I didn't blog today, but my column was on what's going on up there at the State House. Last week we had a $4 billion interim budget pass, and I have grave concerns about that, because if you times that by 12, that's $48 billion, and our state budget should be around $34 billion. And so it was an interim one-month budget, and you're spending $4 billion. That's a lot of money.
Right.
And I don't know if when we pass that, if that's a way to force us to actually have to raise taxes by the amount the governor wants.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a grave concern. The other thing that they did last week is they passed a bill to bring us in line with Obamacare. And, you know, that's going to raise, you know, insurance rates by something like 30%. It's not it's, you know, I mean, I thought we had Romney Care. I'm not sure why we now have to have Obamacare. And so, you know, that bill should have actually taken more time in the House. It went through far too fast. Not enough amendments, not enough debate on that. This week, as soon as the election's over, you know what the Democrats are going to do? They're going to raise your taxes on Wednesday. They're going to pass that gas tax. They're going to pass the cigarette tax. They're going to link the gas tax to inflation, so it'll be the gas tax to infinity and beyond. And they're also going to create new taxes on software, so that we can kill the last industry in the state of Massachusetts.
Well, as always, we thank you very much for joining us. Anything in closing?
I would remind everybody that the election is not over, and to get out and vote for Gabriel Gomez.
There you go. We're going to step aside. We're going to look forward to probably having you back on in a couple of weeks, Holly. Is that cool?
Sure, anytime.
All right. Holly Robichaud with the Boston Herald. We're going to step aside when we come back. State Treasurer Steve Roseman. Don't go anywhere.